and we have here Timo Cotapelto of Stradivarius for this week's edition of the Interview Hour of the Metal Command Show. And Timo, talk about your new album called Elysium, and talk about what went into the production, and just talk about your new album in general with Stradivarius fans. Now, Timo, what is currently going on with the band? I mean, what do you have going on right now? Do you have a tour going? And what are the plans for the new future for Stradivarius at this point in time?
Actually, ask me, he's been playing much better than last. So I don't know, maybe he had new, like, I don't know, new will of life or something, you know. He's been, like, beating the drums like a maniac. And of course, we've been very happy that he's alive and he's back in the band. And actually, we came back from Japan 2 weeks ago, and we played in this city called Sendai. And then, of course, a week ago, they had this tsunami and earthquake. So, but we were in this city, and in a way, we were lucky that we are back in Europe, you know, that we didn't have any problems. But of course, now it's been very sad to hear about this news. And so far, our friends are all right in Japan, but of course, I don't know about all of our fans. Of course, I wish that, you know, they'd be okay, but it's a big catastrophe down there. So, right now we have a break between the tours for about 3 weeks, and then we're gonna start touring in April 8th. When was it? Like somewhere in June. That's gonna be in Germany. We're gonna play four shows or something in Germany. Then we're gonna fly directly to Mexico. We're gonna do 4 weeks South America and Central America tour, and then from there we're gonna play one more show in Finland somewhere in the middle of May, and that's about it. And then of course it's gonna be summertime, so there's gonna be some summer festivals. I don't know right now how many or where. Maybe some in Finland. I know there's some in France and Cyprus or stuff like that. So, but there's still quite a lot of touring to do.
Before the Polaris album, some of your later albums, like the self-titled album, even some of the Element, even both the Elements albums, it sounded like there was something missing from the band. It just didn't sound, it sounded like you guys had gotten kind of stale, and that's not a knock on those records because I thought they were pretty good, but it seemed like there was something missing. And now that you have a brand new lineup, and the last two records, at least in my opinion, have been are a big improvement, do you feel, you know, just having a new guitar player, which involved in the songwriting, has that really helped you not only as a band, but maybe yourself as a musician? I mean, has this new guitar player really helped out with the musical chemistry of the band?
Yeah, for sure. When Mondays joined the band, he was a big asset for the band, and he's been, of course, now that he has found his like true place in the band, and he's like sort of. Well, we are, of course, when you are in a band, you are in a family, so it takes some time until you are, like, you feel comfortable. But for Matthias, it's been very, very fast. When we started touring already, when was it, 2009, so after a couple of weeks, he already was there, you know. And he's, of course, what comes to his playing, he's one of the best guitar players I've ever heard. So, and now, I think it's like, it's just, you know, with Matthias, I think he's still, of course, he composed most of the songs, almost, like, I think more than half of the songs for Elysium. And, of course, in a way, when he joined the band and when we got rid of, let's say, all the bad things in the past, so it's been a fresh new start for the band. And, of course, it makes me very happy to hear if you feel the same, because it would be stupid if we would, in the band, we would feel like, oh, fuck, we are on the right way and this is what we want to do, but then nobody else, you know, see it the same way. Mm-hmm. But now, of course, we've been very happy to get all these, you know, critics from the fans and from the journalists for Elysium album, and it seems to me that most of the people, they feel the same. Of course, this is very, very nice thing for us, especially since the last, not the last 2 years, but the years before that, they've been sort of, especially mentally, quite difficult for us, because mm-hmm. there's been so many things in the past that, you know, not everything is related to the music, but
yeah.
From now on, it's very important that we just, you know, concentrate on the music. And
well, you guys, for a long time, it was kind of like a big media circus, what was going on with this band, I mean, in the middle part of, you know, the last decade, and, you know, I guess, you know, Timo Tolkki not being in a band anymore, and we won't really go into that because, you know, Jens Johansson and I had talked about that earlier this year. But, you know, did you have any fan backlash bringing a new guitar player in because, you know, Timo Tolkki was the founding member of the band and now he's gone? And when you brought in your new guitar player, did you have any fan backlash, hate mail? And what was the fan response like for bringing a new guitar player in? I mean, if you're a musician in a band, you aren't normal, man.
Well, that is true. That is true. I mean, who would? I mean, a normal person wouldn't, you know, want to do this kind of job anyway. So, yeah. I mean, like I said, you know, I was very, very surprised that we didn't get anything like, you know, why, what are you bringing this guy in, and we want this guy back, and blah blah blah. So it's been very, very, very nice and smooth. Uh-huh. Much more smooth than I thought, you know. And especially nowadays when we have Elysium out, so it's like people are just, you know, the fans who like to listen to power metal and progressive metal, I think they are quite positively surprised when they hear the album. So I think for us it's quite good right now.
Being a musician myself, I know what it's like to really, you know, look for that musical chemistry with somebody. And when Mattias first joined the band, did you feel that? And I guess what I'm getting at is that you can get anybody to come in and play in a studio, but, you know, live, you have to have that intangible. You have to have that musical chemistry from a live perspective. And when you initially played your first show with Mattias, did you have that? Because you had been playing with Timo Tolkki for so long. It, you know, obviously new guitar player in Stradivarius, which the band hadn't really had a new guitar player ever in its history. What was that like? And did you feel that musical chemistry initially when you first started playing live with him?
Of course, to be honest, it was different. It's always different when you have a new guy in the band, or if, like sometimes I've been doing some, you know, acoustic duo gigs or some cover gigs. It's always like, depends on the player, because I mean we are all humans, and it's like everybody, all the guitar players, even though sometimes they might sound a little bit, you know, similar, but then again when they're in a band you definitely feel it, like there's a big difference. And in the beginning, of course, we knew that Mattias is like, he's like a superhero when it comes to playing solos, but then of course he hasn't been playing with Lauri and Jörg, the bass player and the drummer, together, so of course it takes some time until you know you get the same rhythm and same beat. It's like nowadays it's like totally different. If I would listen to the first show that we played with Mattias and compare that to the last one that we just played a couple of weeks ago, I would say that there's a big difference. But that's the way it goes. The same thing if there would be a new singer or even a new keyboard player in the band. Of course, if there would be a new singer, of course, it would be maybe even more different because we all have like different tones. But it's also, you know, whoever is, you know, is coming to a new band, it takes some time that everybody, you know, knows how this guy is playing and he knows how the band is playing. That's the way it goes. But nowadays, it's like it's big difference. So actually, for me, it's so easy to play with him because I would say that he's one of these guys who doesn't make any mistakes. I don't know why he's doing it, because he's drinking heavily, you know, almost after every show. But still, he doesn't make any mistakes. So it's, I don't know how he's doing it. But then again, he's so much younger than me, so maybe he can still handle this. But you know, but he's a great guy. Very. very, very nice guy with a great sense of humor, and of course his, you know, playing abilities, they're so good that I'm just, you know, sometimes I find myself on the stage and just staring and listening to him, you know, instead of, you know, maybe keeping some company for the audience. But it's, I don't know, he's so talented.
Now, how was the tour with Helloween going for you? And, you know, how much fun is it to really tour with those guys for those of us that, for those, everybody out there that doesn't know those guys, because they're a lot of fun. But talk about your tour with Helloween.
Yeah, like I told you earlier, the first part of the tour was not that good for us because Jörg wasn't there playing drums. And then I had some singing problems during the second leg of the European tour, because just before Christmas, we were playing somewhere in Eastern Europe, and I think there was something like something in the food that I got this bacteria called Cambulo, and that's been really pain in the ass. And I think during the last couple of weeks, the last 3 weeks, I've been finally getting my voice back, but it's been more than 2 months that I couldn't really sing, but I was still, you know, trying to sing, and it was mentally so difficult to be on the stage. But then again, I didn't want to cancel any of the shows. Well, actually, we had to cancel first two of the shows because I couldn't sing any of the songs. But it's been hell. But now on this Asia tour, I've been finally being able to enjoy singing again, and since then it's been great. And when it comes to Helloween, they are very nice guys, and actually, of course, I've been a big fan of the Keeper of the Seven Keys albums when I was younger. I was listening to those, so for me it's just great to be on the tour with them, and we are, I would say that we are friends already, and even though I met most of the guys just a couple of months ago, but they are very nice.
Now, does Stradivarius plan on coming back over here to, say, play a tour in the United States?
I think Helloween are planning to do a tour in the U.S., but I don't know if we're going to join the tour. Probably not, because I haven't heard anything since last year. So, unfortunately, now it doesn't look that promising. And also, of course, the thing is that when we are back from the South American tour, it's going to be already like sort of summertime, so then there's going to be some festivals in Europe. I don't know about the autumn, if there's going to be some touring or not. But it's a little bit open. Would be nice to play some shows for sure in the U.S. as well. Mm-hmm. But right now, I don't know.
Now, on to some of your other projects, and you had some solo albums, and you played in a band called Cain's Offering, which I thought was outstanding. And talk about that stuff. Do you maybe plan on doing another Cain's Offering record or playing live with them? And do you plan on doing maybe another solo record down the road?
Yeah, I have to say that this, especially this Cain's Offering, that's been, it's been one of, maybe it's the best side project I've ever done. It's just, I just love the songs, and since we did this album with Yanni, we spent basically almost 1 month together in the same flat, so we got to know each other so well, and we get along so well. So since then, we've been doing some, actually quite many, maybe I think more than 50, like duo gigs, and just duo gigs together, Yanni and I. So, but it's still this album, Cain's Offering album, I just love it, and it would be nice to do another one, but I don't know if Yanni has any plans to do any of these albums in the future. It's just, I know how much energy and how much time it takes to make, I would say it's Yanni's solo album anyway, so you have to compose songs, and then you have to write the lyrics, and then you have to try to financiate the whole thing, and then of course you have to record it, and then mix it, and then do the cover artwork, and then promotion, blah blah blah. So it takes months, I would say. Maybe it depends, from 4 to 9 months normally, I would say 6 months of your time. But it would be nice, actually. We've been thinking about playing maybe some of the songs, just Yanni and I, some of the Cain's Offering songs. But then to put put the band together for one or two gigs and to rehearse like some weeks for it because the songs are not that easy. If they would be just you know some blues songs or some easier, then we could easily do it. But now, of course, I've been too busy with Stratovarius, and I think the other guys are sort of busy as well. So it's a pity, but it seems that we are not doing any gigs. But hopefully another album, you know, during the next couple of years. But I have to talk to Johnny. I might see him actually tonight or maybe next week latest. So I don't know if he has any plans. But. And about my solo albums, I've done three of those. And of course, my German label, they've been asking me when they can expect the next album. But then of course they also understand that I've been kind of busy with Stratovarius during the last year. So I have some ideas, some song ideas, but when would I start to make the demos, and if they would be for Stratovarius or for this band or for my band or for something else, I don't have that specific plans yet. But I'm still planning to do at least one more solo album, but when and what kind of music that will be, I don't know.